Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Riyad Mahrez scored his first City hat-trick as Pep Guardiola's side beat Burnley 5-0 at the Etihad Stadium for the fourth time in a row. The Algerian curled two first-half efforts into the corner to ease any concerns about a perceived City scoring drought. Benjamin Mendy drove home Kevin De Bruyne's cross for his first City goal before half-time, and Ferran Torres turned home his first Premier League goal after the break following a brief period of Burnley pressure. Mahrez steered the host to their biggest win of the season by completing his first treble since scoring all three for Leicester in a victory at Swansea in December 2015 as the Foxes marched towards the title. Well, City boss Guardiola said it was important to come back with victory in the Premier League. We play a lot of games, so to play 90 minutes and maintain a good level is not easy, but there are always things to improve on. Moving on, Manchester City are keeping a close eye on developments in Milan, while Lautaro Martinez is holding out for an extra £100,000 a week before going anywhere near a new contract with Inter. It's hardly news that City are in the market for a long-term replacement for Sergio Aguero, and after his latest setback, a short-term replacement might be in order as well. Martinez has 11 goals in 21 games for Argentina and has a £98 million release clause in his Inter contract. Finally, midfielder Fernandinho is set to leave at the club at the end of the season. The Brazilian international has given incredible service to the Blues since arriving from Shakhtar Donetsk in a £34 million deal 7 years ago. But he'll celebrate his 36th birthday in May and has told his friends, according to reports, that he doesn't expect to be handed another contract renewal. Fernandinho is planning to carry on playing, it's stated, and is already attracting interest from clubs in Brazil and the MLS. That's all for now. We'll have more later.